New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Richard Osijo, he is the Associate Professor of Sociology at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York, and he is also the author of Masters of Craft, Old Jobs in the New Urban Economy. Richard Osijo, welcome. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about this. This is very interesting topic of what they're calling, Wall Street Journal called old-timey jobs, making a comeback, millennials, bringing back jobs that had before this been dying. We're talking about butchers, bakers, no candlestick makers, but things like, as I said, a butcher, barbers, bartenders. Why are these jobs suddenly becoming hip?
Well, it's a combination of factors. You have how millennials, this generation, they've really bought into the idea that work should be something that is meaningful, that is important and fulfilling. It shouldn't just be something that earns you money and allows you to pay the bills. At the same time, we see what's going on in today's economy. We're becoming a lot more digital, a lot more knowledge-based, a lot more technology-based. At the same time as a lot of industries have become a little bit more volatile, more unstable. And so workers coming into the workforce are, you know, seeing all these trends and they have all these ideas in their head. And here you have these neglected, low status service jobs, manual labor jobs like bartenders, barbers, and butchers. And these jobs offer something a lot different. They're an alternative to a lot of the more conventional jobs that we think about for college graduates. They allow them to be creative at the same time as they allow them to use their hands and to make a tangible product and to provide a service for the public.
But, you know, interestingly, you talk about it's not typical, it's atypical for a college graduate situation. I mean, these are affluent kids we're talking about. These are people who have money or whose families have money who are diving into these things, not the type of people who are looking to climb out of some sort of poverty by taking on a manual labor job or a low-skill gig. Why is that?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. These are folks who have options. They don't have to be pursuing these jobs. They don't have to take these jobs, but they certainly don't have to be pursuing them as careers. And I found that these folks who went to college and they perhaps had aspirations to go into a certain industry such as tech, such as IT, something like that, or publishing, they either went that route and didn't find themselves in it, right? They didn't really see themselves being able to do this long term for the rest of their lives. They didn't really find it fulfilling, or they simply had difficulty figuring out where their place was going to be in this world, in this new economy. And they discovered these more specialized versions of these jobs. So they're not becoming bartenders at your neighborhood bar or at Applebee's or something. They're not becoming barbers at the neighborhood shop or butchers at the supermarket. They only wanted to do the jobs that were going to be challenging to them.
Yeah.
That were going to allow them to be creative at the same time as they could learn technical skills and acquire all this knowledge that they could teach to the public.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a guy who appreciates like these like specialty products and seeing people start them up and try and create sort of like trendy things. But you know what it seems like? This is like the Instagram generation basically building stores that people can go take photos in, right? I mean, how many things are driven just by like what cool Instagram photos can I take there? And I really mean that. I find all of these like trend, even in DC, I see trendy coffee shops popping up. They're built for people to take photos of their experiences, of them sitting there literally drinking coffee. And it seems like there's some sort of correlation here between, like, this is trendy, I see pictures of it, and I want to be a part of it.
Yeah, these jobs, they really emerge. I could have studied chefs, right? I could have studied the foodie world, and I did in a way by studying the butchers, but this really starts around that time, I think, with food blogs and aestheticizing food, right? And you're absolutely right. Instagram came a little bit later, but really it's the same type of behavior of documenting one's experience, and experience is really what it's all about. These places they're really almost like totalizing experience environments. You're meant to feel like you're in this old-timey barbershop or butcher shop or an old tiny bar that resembles a speakeasy, and everything kind of conforms to that idea that you're in this place, and you want it, yeah, and you want to document it, you want to share it, you want to, you know, spread it around, show that you were there at the same time as you wanted to have a unique, individualized experience. So I think you're absolutely right. As much as we say these are these old timey jobs that are recalling these lost days, this very nostalgic way of looking at it, they are also very much intertwined with very, very contemporary modern technological trends like Instagram and just social media in general.
It's almost, as we're having this discussion, you know, I think of the specialty cheese stores, and you have the craft brewers now, and now the big thing is craft distilleries that are popping up. Everything is specialized. But to Vince's point and to your point about this being an experience, it's almost like everything now, everywhere we have to go, has to be another ride on Disney. You know, everything has to be an experience. It can't just be going to the butcher and getting some meat. It has to be an experience. It has to be over the top of very Disney-fied version of life.
I think so, and I think it's the other side of it. So I looked at more the production side, like what younger generations want out of work, but really they don't exist unless you have younger generations who want something out of consumption, right? Who want something out of what they buy and do and what they have done to their bodies. And people, young folks, really, really want to have an authentic type of experience or an authentic product, something that is handmade, something that has very unique origins. They want to be informed also about what it is that they're consuming. Where did it come from? How did it get here? How did you turn these materials into this product that I'm about to consume? And the possibilities are endless, right? It's cheese, it's you know, baking, obviously, it's chocolate, it's not just food things, but clothing. And it's become very, very widespread in cities across the country.
The world is just one giant Etsy.
Well, yeah. Everything's changing. Thank you very much, Richard. I really appreciate it. That was Richard Osejo.
So interesting.
Who gives us a lot of information on old-timey jobs. All of a sudden, they're popping up. Thank you very much.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.